Okay, so yesterday we were primarily discussing Shitas Rava, right? The day that Eid Zomim is a Chiddush. Right, and we're discussing, right, at least the beginning of the year was focused on why is it, right, how can you justify why it's a Chiddush to believe the Mazimim over the Zomim, which would lead Rava, at least in that first day of Baba Kama and Sanhedrin, to saying that the Psul Hazama is only Mikan Ulaba. So after, again, discussing, again, the Shita of Mikan Ulaba, fundamentally, based on Chiddush yesterday, I'd like to now move on to the Shita of Abaye, that the psul of Hazama goes l'mafrahem. So if everyone could just turn to either Baba Kama or Sanhedrin, let's go with Baba Kama, Ayin Beis. Anyone have it with them? Avdan, do you have a...
No, I have a Baba Kama.
You do not. Okay, anyone have a Baba Kama? Yeah, Mordechai? So let's just chazer over the Gemara. And we're also going to focus on the other day of Rava as well.
Itzmar Edomim Abaye Omer Abaye Amar Lamafreya Nifsal Rava Amar Mikanu Lahabav Abaye Amar Lamafreya Nifsal Mehushar said the Avalei Rasha. That Torah Amar Al Tishas Rasha Al Tishas Rasha.
Let's just focus here. So why does Abaye think that the psul goes l'mafreya? Because what is the psul based on?
The Rasha.
Exactly. And when did he become a Rasha?
When he gave the first half.
Exactly, when he gave it to the Shaker. So Abaye similarly gives a very compelling svara that the koveya for the psul, it was the Eid Shaker, which triggers a psul Rasha. That Eid Shaker happened obviously the time that he gave the original Eidus. So that should be the timing of the psul. So that is the opinion of Abaye. So again, the first daya, which holds that the psul Hazama should go l'mafreya, is Abaye holds the psul l'mafreya because that is when the Eid Sheker took place. But we're going to see that there's another daya in the Gemara that although technically the psul is only chal mikan ulaba, but fundamentally, the psul is l'mafreya. Which sheet am I describing? Exactly. The second daya within Rava, which is very, very important. So we're going to see, because from a perspective of Hazama, Abaye and the second daya of Rava are really in line with each other. So Mordechai, let's jump to the... Let's do the first day of Rava, and then we'll move on to the second day of Rava.
Rava Amarikanu Abau Nefzal. He's doing Chiddushu, it's about Shreva Treinu, who might have the size of Mahani, size of Mahani. Milka, Eim Chabau, Ela Mishaski, do Chiddushu.
So that first day of Rava is what we discussed yesterday. So we're told that fundamentally, the psul should only be Mikanu Laba. That's what we discussed yesterday. But now let's get to the second day of Rava, which we're now going to say is fundamentally in line with Abaye. Ready from the Lashon to say that what? But really fundamentally, Rava holds like Abaye, that what? So what does that mean? Fundamentally...
You really hold that l'mafreya, they should be...
Exactly. So fundamentally, from a perspective of Hazama, according to this day, Rava agrees with Abaye that fundamentally the psul should go l'mafreya. We'll get to the Hesper soon. But why, practically, technically, is only applying mikan ulaba? So what is that factor of pseudo delukuchos?
So that like any shtaros or like things they signed in between them, so it'll end up the people who thought they were buying this character or this deal end up losing.
Exactly. So pseudo delukuchos is an external technical factor that if you were to apply the psul edus l'mafreya, you'd mess up a lot of third parties. Any third party who relied on those edim, because at the time that they relied on them, they were ksherim. If you could then pass them l'mafreya, you're going to end up messing up, economic society. People are going to totally get messed over, thinking that they're relying on edim ksherim, who then l'mafreya become psulim. Yeah.
I don't know what to speak about. It's like there's hula and chum on both sides there.
One more time?
In case of ishus, if they were like edim kedushin, they
would train. Okay, interesting. Interesting. I assume that this idea of pseudo lekuchos is a din. What type of din do you think this is? Sounds like a din de rabbanan. And what's the mechanism through which the rabbanan are able to do this in the realm of mamonos? But pashas is din hefker beis and hefker. Right. So I think that's why it's limited. I think that's why they describe it in terms of pseudo lekuchos. I mean, to focus on mamonos because that's where the chachamim can simply. Presumably, it would work. I mean, it sounds like midah oraisa. They are psulim lemafraya. And therefore, for other dinim d'oraisa, where the chamim, once we get into some like kol mekadesh d'ayz d'roban mekadesh, hefker bezin hefker kesef kiddushin, unless you had like, you know, ksubas daf gimel of ki'inu Torah, and you know, it's you know, if you tap into that, you can tap into that. If not, this is limited to the realm of mamnos because hefker bezin hefker.
But also, like, what about the doing kiddushin on, like, doing kiddushin after chatzos on erev Pesach?
Chiti Kordanaisa?
Yeah,
exactly. But that gets to what I was referencing right before about Afkinu. Yeah. So again, in the realm of Kiddushin, you could get into this factor of Kinu, Hefker Beis and Hefker, depends on how you learn that Sugya. So, there, you know, at least for Kesef Kiddushin, and then Kiddush Ebiya, that's a whole Sugya. So again, if you want to get into that, possibly. Yeah, so that would be the way to go if it's going to apply to Ishus as well, 100%. Good. So, yeah, I don't know.
How can we rely on the Edus, these Edim, for things they said after the Edim? I mean, we know they lied, so why are we... I mean, we're still relying on them for saying Tzidim Lekuchos.
Yeah, well, the din d'rabbanan said to the Kuchos would say, even though fundamentally they are psulim from their Shas Haggadah, the din d'rabbanan, the hefker beis and hefker, that we're going to treat them as ksherim up until the Shas HaZama, because otherwise it's going
to
mess everything up.
We have to go back to get their Edus again, like they have to like reaffirm their Edus, like what are we supposed to do with that?
But that's the hefker beis and hefker, that even though midah oraisa they're psulim, Chum can pretend, you know, that, and they do this in other places, we can pretend that they were ksherim, to, you're saying, even though midah oraisa, they didn't have Edus, there's no proof, but midah rabbanan, we're gonna act as if there is, that's a hefker beis and hefker could do.
That is kind of the same question as before, but just like, if in the interim they testify that someone's pasul Edus, would they retroactively make the guy re-kusher Edus?
You're saying if
because
these Edim,
if these Edim then
were apostle someone else,
they were apostle someone else in the interim, and then they were made into so a Edim zone, I assume the guy would become partial Edus again.
Unless it's reversed until I get it's about the cult.
Right.
Yeah, I'm saying, then, assuming it's a
no, that's only by zone.
Yeah, I mean, assuming it's a low, I mean, according to this day in Rava, presumably it's a low plug, right, Mikan Laba, you know, for everything. That's what it seemed like. That's what it seemed like. Kim?
Yeah, I don't think. I get this. Kim Sharis also. I think there is maybe this is the kind of thing that above master a little bit. But can their Saviyat and Mikoyim after they were already possible?
Presumably it works across the board. Presumably. I mean, this idea of Mikan Laba, we're going to limit the Psul Hazama Mikan Laba, presumably is across it. And Tosas, which we're going to get to, also gets to this, that Pseid Lekuchos is not, if there happens to be a third party who's Nifsad, we just say this across
now,
the board.
There's no way to be Mikan Shtar.
Huh?
There's no way to be Mikan Shtar now. If there's a Shtar, there's an act of blown that's allowed, they sign the Shtar. There's no way to be Mikan Shtar now.
So, what's the case?
Now there's no longer.
They signed on a star in the interim.
In the meantime, now a few months later, the Mahalo comes and tries to get money. You can't, and the Lord says, okay, keep stars. Now there's no way to even count a star. They can't.
I'm going to get a little more. Meaning, as long as the time that they signed, they were kosher because they weren't yet puzzles, then it would work.
Sure, but if they
cut
the base
and they... Oh, I mean, you can always be kind of stars all day.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So what we're saying right now is that we're trying to make the point is that when we're about to spend some time focusing on the lumdus of Abaye to justify why it is that the Psul HaZama is Lamafreya, we're just pointing out whatever lumdus we give about why it's fundamentally Lamafreya, it's not only in Abaye, it's also within the second day of Rava, right? Because if you hold that Rava's Mikanu Laba is only because of an external factor of Pseidu Tulukuchos, so then that means that Rava is going to agree fundamentally with Abaye that Midine Hazama, the Psul Hazama should be Chal Lemafrei. So whatever lumdus we end up giving for Abaye is going to apply to Rava according to this second daya, that the only reason for Rava's Mikana Laba is this external factor of Pseidu Tulukuchos. But before we get to that lumdus, I just want to, again, this could be just a pusher point, I just want to flesh it out. I just want to prove that the factor of Pseidu Tulukuchos is external to Hazama. Anybody give me a proof from this Gemara on Baba Kama that the factor of Pseidu Tulukuchos is not limited to the realm of Hazama and is external. Excellent. Right, so the second afkamina that Gemara gives, and Gemara asks, "Mai beinayo?" What's an afkamina between the two deos of Rava? Where the second afkamina is inami, right? The paslina begazlanusa. What's the case of the paslina begazlanusa? Exactly. By saying they're psul in the edus because they were over the avera of gezel. Does that have anything to do with Hazama? No. That's a completely different psul gezel, psul gazlanim. And yet the Gemara is saying that according to the Manda Amar, Pseidu de Lekuchos, the factor of Mikan Ulaba will even apply there. What do you mean? It's nothing to do with Hazama. That's the point. Only the factor of Chiddushu. Chiddushu has to do with, the Psul Hazama is a Chiddush, therefore Mikan Ulaba. That is a din in Hazama. But Pseidu de Lekuchos, says the Gemara, or even, because that's a general concept of not being mafs in third parties, that has nothing to do with Din Hazama, and therefore the Gemara is willing to therefore extend this factor of Pseidu Lekuchos, therefore Mikanu Laba, beyond the realm of Hazama, even to the realm of Psule Gazlanim. So that's the first indication in the Gemara itself, that Pseidu Lekuchos has nothing to do with Hazama, it's an external din, which therefore expands beyond the realm of Hazama. So, yeah?
Wait, so I would say with Gazlanim, so that there are
because, well, I mean, Abaye would even say Lamafraya by Hazama, Kolshakane by Gazlanusa. We're saying that even Rava, within Pseidu de Lekuchos, is going to apply Mikan Laba, even though it has nothing to do with Hazama. No? Sure? Oh. So the first indication that Pseidu de Lekuchos is an external din to Hazama, first riot to that is the Gemara's application of Pseidu de Lekuchos to the case of Gazlanusa. What's another raya, not from the Gemara, but from Rishonim, that the factor of Pseidu de Lekuchos is going to expand beyond the realm of Hazama?
Tosfos tries applying Pseidu de Lekuchos
to Hazama. Excellent. So let's go through this. Bali Tosfos, in a number of places, again, in the key places, right, in Baal Basra, Baba Kam, and Sanhedrin, right, there's slight differences between the Bali Tosfos. We'll get to some of the details as we go along. But let's see the Gemara. Who had the Gemara? Tosfos and Baba Kam, right? Bali Tosfos in all these places ask the question, what's the question that they ask on Rava and Baal Basra? Remember, the Rava and Baal Basra, in the case of Zesha Lavosai, right, one person brings a Eidim to Shnei Chazaka, and the other person brings a Eidim to both to Mari Kama, to Avase, and to Shnei Chazaka. So what's the Psak of Rava?
Rava says the whole Eidus is
Rava. Right? The whole, we throw out the whole Eidus, the whole entire thing is Eidus Mucheshes. So what's the kasha that all the Bali Tosfos ask?
Rava holds Mikan Lahava, so then the kasha was only on the second part of his Eidus. So
Shnei Chazaka.
So Mari Kama should still stand.
Oh, right, so the Bali Tosfos ask in all these places, what do you mean? Why does Rava apostle the entire Eidus? Right, Rava should apply the factor of Mikan Lahava to say that just like in the realm, right, what's the raya that they bring that you can break up an Eidus Mikan Lahava? Exactly, just like in the Suga, in the continuation, Ayin Gimel. We break up if there's Hazama only on the Tzvicha. So we say the Mikano Laba is only going to pass on the Tzvicha. But the original Geneva still can be intact. Same thing here. Only be Machish, according to Rava's Mikano Laba, only be Machish, the Shnei Chazaka, but leave the Eidus and the Marikama intact. But then what do Tosfos in two places, right? Tosfos in both in Baba Kama and in Baba Basra say that this Kasha only applies according to one mandamar. Right? What do they say? Exactly. Very important. Tosfos point out, at least explicitly in Baba Kama and Baba Basra, that this question only applies to the mandamar Pseidu de Lekuchos. Because why doesn't it apply to the other Deya?
Because the finish is exclusive to Hazama.
Exactly. The Deya, which says the Mikanu Laba is based on Eid Zomim Chiddushu, is therefore limited to the realm of Hazama. But Rava in Baal Basra is not talking about, right, Hazama. He's talking about classic case of Hachasha. So Tosfos points out that the only way to extend this factor of Mikano Laba outside the realm of Hazama to the realm of Hachasha is if you take the Manda Amar Pseidu de Lekuchos. So this is a second indication that if you're adopting the second day of Pseidu de Lekuchos, so then this factor of Mikano Laba has nothing to do with Hazama, right? And therefore it's going to apply to other realms. The Gemara extended it to the realm of Gazlanusa, and now the Bali Tosfos are extending it to the realm of Hachasha. Oh, so that's the big picture, just couple of nekudos here. Again, just to finish up, doesn't really affect our sugya so much. But Mordechai, what is, or anybody, what is Tosas's answer, like the Riva's answer? Why is it that that's not, why does Rava not apply Mikanalapa there? Exactly, right? Because basically Tosas borrows the chiluk that the Gemara makes at the end of the Shaka Vitaria on Baal Basra, right, to explain why even Rav Huna could align with Rava, because Rav Huna is only Makshir be'edus acheres. But Rava's case is also edus, because both the Avasa and the Shnei Chazak are all talking about who owns the karka. That's considered edus, also edus. So therefore that same chiluk is going to apply here. We're only going to use Mikanal Abba to split up edios when it comes to Gneva and Tzvicha, which is two separate idioms. But when it comes to here, it's Kark Achas, Osa Edis, we're not going to apply that.
There's also just us assuming that the Sula of Zama is the exact same Sula as the Trey, right?
Even this aspect of it?
They're assuming that.
Okay, you're saying the willingness to equate.
Yeah, they're saying. The whole question is that the Sula Hazama, that we can separate, that we have this idea of separating Gnevis Vefa, Tzvicha,
carries over to Achasha. That's a good Ara. I don't know if you couldn't hold it. I mean, the Svara does stand on its own, because remember, the Gemara does give it, you're right, the Gemara says in the context of Achasha, to carry it over to Hazama, it's interesting. It works well, the Shittasa. I'm not convinced that, like, if you held the Baal Dabar approach, that you couldn't hold of it, but it definitely works. It works well. Just one last Ara before we get back. There is one of the Baal Tosas don't mention this chiluk between the two deos, right? Which Tosas was that? Tosas Sanhedrin. Right? Tosas Sanhedrin just asked, is very important. Just ask the kasha, right? Assuming that this kasha stands on its own, who points out that the kasha only makes sense within the Manda Amar Pesedu de Lukuchos? The Marsha, right? So the Marsha points out, by the way, this kasha of applying Mikano Laba to the realm of Achasha only makes sense if you take the approach of you adopt the Manda Amar of Pesedu de Lukuchos. But if you, right, if it's Ein Zomim Chalei Chiddushu, there's no way to extend it. That's what the Marsha points out. The Marsha also wants to explain one other diuk in Tosas Sanhedrin. Anybody have a Tosas Sanhedrin there? Just an interesting point, it's tangentially related. And remember, there's an interesting line in Tosas Sanhedrin. Excellent, the Kol Shekein. Remember, when Tosas is asking the Kasha, he says, if we apply Mikanu Laba, right, to the realm of Hazama, right, if you apply Mikano Laba to break up an Eidos in the case of Geneva and Tzvicha, right, so if you apply Mikano Laba to break up an Eidos by, right, use Mikano Laba in the realm of Hazama, then Kol Shekein, you're going to apply that to Achasha. So the question is, what is that Kol Shekein? Right, so what does the Marsha explain? Remember what the Kol Shekein was? And remember what the Kol Shekein was of the Marsha?
The second, the mezimin over the zomim. So if the Torah gives nemanas to them, and they don't even have the power to make them possibly afraid, then have them say that.
Excellent. Remember, it's a question. Remember, we're within, according to the Marsha, and really according to everyone, which manda amar are we within? The manda amar of Pseida to the Kuchos, which means it's not Chiddushu. Very important. So within this manda amar, right, we for sure, and it's a davar pashit seemingly, that we believe the mazimin over the zomim. So according to that perspective, the zomim are psulim b'toras vaday, and like for sure they're psulim. So Tosas is saying, explains the Marsha, if we're going to limit the psul of zomimim, which are psulim b'toras vaday and the pashut, then kol shekein by achasha, where we're not even sure which kot is psulim, then kol shekein we're going to limit the psul of achasha. So just, again, it relates to the bigger picture, right? So this is Marsha's explanation of the Kol Shekein, that again, within the Manda Amar, Pseida de Lekuchos, where the Zomim are clearly, you know, Psulim, because we clearly believe the Mazimim over the Zomim, so we can understand the Kol Shekein. If we're going to limit, we're going to apply the limitation of the Kano Laba to the Edom Zomim, who for sure are Psulim, then Kol Shekein to that we're going to limit the Psul of Achasha, where it's not even clear which kot are the psula. But what just really emerges from that Tosas, another ha'ara from that Tosas Sanhedrin, is that Tosas Sanhedrin assumes that which dea in Rava is the stam dea. Remember, Tosas Sanhedrin asks the kasha based on Rava, assuming one of the two manda amrim, and doesn't even feel the need to explain which dea he's working within. Right? Exactly. It's very important. So according to Tosas in Sanhedrin, the stam dea of Rava is the dea of Pseidah de Lekuchos. That's just an important perspective overall, because that seems that makes it seem like Tosos is more notet towards rejecting the concept of chiddushu. And therefore, if he has to assume that one of the two deos in Rava is the Stam Dea, he's going to go away from the Chiddushu and go for the Pseudo de Lekuchos. And that might impact, because the discussion we're going to get to later is, let's say, Abaye. Does Abaye agree with the concept of Chiddushu? So I'm just saying, if the Tosfos is willing to say, even within Rava, that the non-Chiddushu is the Stam Dea, that Pseudo de Lekuchos is the Stam Dea, so that might inform that you might, a person who's more willing to, you know, be noted towards the Pseita to Lekuchos version of Rava, might also be willing to downplay Chiddushu, right, within Abaye Lehalacha. So that's just an important kuda. Yeah.
What is one after the other? I mean, just because he assumes that Rava is like Pseita to Lekuchos, which is the same thing as Abaye.
Because I would say, what's causing Tosos to think that Pseita to Lekuchos is the Samdeh? It could be that just Tosos is meaning Misvara is more note. Maybe it doesn't think that the concept of Chiddushu is such a davar pasha.
And therefore
prefers the day of Pseudo de Lekuchos.
So
I'm saying it could be. So if you're willing to downplay the Chiddushu within Rava, so you might be more willing to also downplay Chiddushu within Abaye. I'm not saying it's for sure the case. I mean, you could be Mechala. You could say, yeah, within Rava, Pseudo de Lekuchos is the Iker Deya, but yet Abaye is going to agree with Chiddushu. You could say that. I'm just saying that if there's no Hechreach in the Gemara, and yet Tosas is willing to favor the Deya of Pseudo de Lekuchos, even within Rava, so then there might be an inclination to also downplay Chiddushu within Abaye.
Could Pseudo de Lekuchos also hold the Chiddushu? If you're saying that Abaye holds it, then Pseudo de Lekuchos could also hold it,
huh? Okay. Could be. Could be. We'll get back to that. Could be. 100%. We'll get back to that. Okay, so in the broad scheme of things, just big picture, what we just did was to show that not only does Abaye think that the Psul Hazama is Lamafraya, but Rava's second day thinks not practically, but fundamentally, the Psul Hazama is Lamafraya, because we just spent some time proving that the factor of Pseudo de Lekuchos is an external din. It's external to Hazama, therefore that's why the Gemara applies it to the realm of Gazal Nusah, and that's why the Bali Tosfos have a Habamina, are willing to apply it to the realm of Hachasha, based on this idea of Pseudo Lekuchos not being a din in Hazama. So now what we have to do is explain. So then what is the basis of applying the Psul of Hazama Lima Freya, either in din according to Abaye, or at least fundamentally according to Rava? So we're going to see there two basic options about why you would think that the psul goes limafreya, right? And both of them relate to how does Abaye in the second day of Rava relate to the idea of chiddushu, right? So what are the two options about whether in terms of Abaye's relationship to chiddushu? What are the two options, Meir?
Either it's not chiddush.
Exactly. Either he rejects the idea of chiddush and says no, it's a svara pshuta, and if it's a svara pshuta, then Memela, it goes. What? Meaning, before getting into this, meaning once the Psul Hazama is a Svara, Memela is going to go Limafraya because that is the Shas Idushaker. Good. What's the other option?
The other option is that it's still
a Kiddush,
but
Afal Pi exactly. So those are the two options that we're going to flesh out today. Either that Abaye, right, completely rejects Chiddushu and thinks that no, it's a Svara, we're going to have to explain that. Or he says, no, I'll be that it is a Chiddush, but still, even though it's a Chiddush, we still apply it Lemafraya. Yeah.
Could you say for Abaye,
what?
Could you say for Abaye, the Chiddush is on the Zeman, and he rejects Tosfos'
but, oh, okay. You could say that. Yeah, that would be a way for him to accept Chiddush, right? Accept Chiddush, but still say that it's Lemafraya. Right? That's what you're explaining. Okay, good. Yeah, good. Okay, good. So now let's flesh out these two options. So option number one, which I would say probably the pashpshat when you just read the Gemara, is that Abaye and the second day of Rava fundamentally reject the notion of Eid Zomim Chiddush. And as Meir pointed out, once you reject that, so then You just go back to Mazimim are believed over the Zomim to say that the Zomim, what did they do wrong, Natano? Right? If the Mazimim are believed to establish that the Zomim did what? They lied, right? They gave Eidu Sheker. So once they gave Eidu Sheker, so they're Rishayim, Mishas Eidusan, right? So that would be this simple idea. And the question is, now let's get to the Lundas. What would be the easiest way to explain why it's a svara to believe the Mazimin over the Zomim? What? Exactly. Right? So the easiest way to explain why it's a svara, why Abaye, right? Why Abaye in the second day of Rava don't think it's a chiddush and thinks a svara pshuta to believe the Mazimim over the Zomim is if you adopt the Baldover approach. Right? And you assume that it's a svara pshuta to treat the Edom Zomim as the Balei Davar. And once you treat the Edom Zomim as the Balei Davar, then for sure it's a Davar Pashit that you're going to believe the Mazimin over the Zomim. Okay? So I'd like to now go through several Mekoros, which, right, several Mefarshim who seem to adopt this approach, that the reason that Abaye rejects Chiddushu and thinks it's a svara because he adopts the Baldover approach. The first potential raya is a subtle diuk in a rishon. Can anybody tell where this potential diuk comes from? Excellent. This is a diuk from I heard from my father-in-law. We'll show it. Might not be so pashut, but there's a potential diuk in the Sefer Achinuch if you pay careful attention to how the Sefer Achinuch presents the svara of the Baal Dover approach. So you see Uba Asher Tam in that middle paragraph?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it, Ali.
Uba Asher Tam in HaTorah HaKronim Al Rishonim V'yadanu Tam Bar Bazeh.
Period. So the first sentence is what? Is that what? The right, that when we believe the Mazimim over the Zomim, what is that based on?
Tam. It's a Svarah.
Lo Yadanu
Tam Bar Bazeh. We don't know the reason for it.
Like, meaning it's not, meaning it's
there is a reason for it, we just don't know the reason.
Oh, I would say the Pashup shot, not that big of a deal, right? I would say the Pashup shot is that it's Gzeiras HaKasav, right? Yeah. Right. Meaning Lo Yadanu Tam Bar Represet presumably means it's Gzeiras HaKasav Bli Tam, the opposite, right? So again, so I think the first line of the Sefer Chinuch, this part, right, is that, and what my father was saying is that that's Deya number one. Deya number one in the Sefer Chinuch is that the believability, right, the Ne'amanus of the Mazimim over the Zomim is Gzeiras HaKasav. Oh. Now comes day number two. Achen. Exactly. So basically, in short, the second daya is what? Is the svara of Baal Dover. So my father-in-law's diuk was that, let's just contrast that. The first daya is Gzeiras HaKasav. The second daya is svara. So implication is that the svara of the second daya stands alone even without a Gzeiras HaKasav. Right? So my father-in-law's diuk is that the first raya that you have, that the svara of the Baal Dover approach stands on its own as a svara pshuta without a Gzeiras HaKasav, is the Sefer Achinuch. Because he seems like he contrasts the first daya, which is a Gzeiras HaKasav, with the second daya, which is a svara. Implication being that the svara stands on its own in the second daya without the Gzeiras HaKasav of the first daya. That's a diuk he made. So that'll be the first raya to the idea that the svara of Baal Dover can stand without a Gzeiras HaKasav. Akiva? Okay, excellent. Yeah, I agree with that counter diuk of Akiva. The issue with this diuk is that lashon of ktsas taina bedaver, which basically sounds like he's saying, not that, and my fellow is assuming the first daya is gzeiras kasuv, second daya is svara pshuta. It sounds, especially because that lashon ktsas taina bedaver, is that the first daya is gzeiras kasuv bli tam, and the second daya is gzeiras kasuv with the Ktsas Tam. So according to this other read, there's no raya from the Sefer Chinuch that the Baldover approach is a svara putik which can stand alone. It's rather that he's saying that maybe this is a svara which is established by the Gzeres HaKasa. So I happen to agree with Akiva. So again, but according to my follow-up, right, the first raya to this idea of the Baldover approach standing on its own is the second day of the Sefer Chinuch. We're just pointing out, Kiva and me, we're just pointing out that the diag is not so pasha, because it could very well be that even that second day doesn't think that the svara stands on its own. That's why he introduces it with that lashon of ktsas taina bedavar. This is a small svara that presumably you can attach to the gzeres hakasav. Okay, so that's potential raya number one. So now the other rayas are going to be much more refreshed. Who is the Nosa Kele and the Rambam who says beferush that the tam, the baldover, the approach of baldover is a svara that doesn't need a gzeres hakasav at all? The Lecha Mishnah. So if you look, and we keep on going back to this Lecha Mishnah. This Lecha Mishnah has so many different aspects to it. Each piece of it, you know, hits on another important topic. So they go to the Lecha Mishnah, right, when he presents this as a machloket between the tour and the Rambam, so to the Lecha Mishnah, the tour is the one who adopts this Baldover approach, right? According to the Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam is within the Trey camp. If you look like halfway through the Lecha Mishnah, after quoting the Machlokes tour and Rambam, right, at least in the Frankel edition, it's on the second page. It says Gam Sham Lo Hunachli B'Divrei Tour. Anybody see that? Do you see that? Where he's about to ask, like, why is the Torah giving a svara if the Gemara says Kiddushim?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it, Yitzhak.
Gam Sham, not to be the red words all. I'm a butcher boss this time that I came to the Gemara on the road as I'm out of Kiddush.
The Torah is giving this beautiful svara of Baldover. He says, what are you talking about? It's a Mefurish Gemara that is Hazama is a Kiddush. It's not a svara. There's no reason here. Oh. And yet, there's a Lecha Mishnah answers. Oh. Exactly. So says the Lecha Mishnah, right? The way the tour is not against the Gemara is because the way, right, the tour is giving a svara within Abaye. When the Gemara says, Eid Zomim Chiddushu, that's limited to Rava. But Abaye, clearly according to this presentation, Abaye rejects the notion of Chiddushu and thinks it's a svara pshuta based on this Baldover approach. So again, the Lecha Mishnah, I would say, is a clear raya to this idea that the svara of Baldover, right, the Baldover approach stands on its own and does not require any gzeres hakasav. And he says that's the pshat in the tour, that why the tour is not so to the Gemara, because the Gemara of Eid Zomim is limited to Rama, and the tour is within Abaye, who we paskin like, who says that the Baldover svara stands on its own. So we have the Sefer Chinuch according to one explanation of it, and then the Lecha Mishnah, which is clear. And then after the Lecha Mishnah, we have one of the prominent achronim on Shas, who also says this. What is it? It's Lach. Excellent. So the Tzlach has a couple of interesting ha'aros. It's worth reading it inside. Together, I mean. Always worth reading the Tzlach inside. But, you know, even reviewing it inside. So the Tzlach, as we're going to see, is going to similarly adopt this approach. So if you just jump to the middle paragraph of Ani Omer, the Dvar of Dechukin, right, he just quoted the Kesa Mishnah, who thinks that the Rambam holds of Gzeres HaKasuv. Right, and then the Tzlach himself is going to reject this. You have it, Shmuel? Do you have it? So, Dira Maschav Ani Omer the Dvar of the Chukim. And the Tzlach here is clearly going to assume that the Baldover Svara is going to stand on its own. It's going to have an interesting, probably interesting harvest. You got it, Shmuel? Dira Maschav Ani Omer the Dvar of the Chukim. At least in mine, that's a separate Dira Maschav. Is it not Dira Maschav in the Kovitz? Right before he... Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Ilchen Yerli is... One sentence before that. Vani Omer Devarav Techukim. One sentence before the Ilchen Yerli. You got it, Shmuel? No?
Yeah. Oh.
who the chiddush. Very important. He says the fact that the Rava says, the fact that the Gemara says that the pshat in Rava is chiddushu, sounds like that is the nekudas of machokes, right? So the Tzlach reads the Gemara is a fundamental machokes in Rava and Abaye about whether hazama is a chiddush. So a Rava says chiddushu, Abaye argues gufa on that point and says it's not a chiddush. He says, oh, and that's pshat in the Rambam, right? So lachein niralilo. Is that right? He agrees with this Tom of Abaye. And which Tom is it? Behindu Tom, Shekasov. Hatur. This is the Baal Dover Tom. And then he quotes the Perush Mishnayos, which you read, you know, the first day. But he says, look, the Perush Mishnayos makes a diuk in the pasuk. It's about Gavra Edim, not about Tochen HaEdos. He says, it's clear the Perush Mishnayos that the Rambam right, adopts this Mahalach, this Svara of the Tur, and will add the Rabban al HaTorah, and that's Pshat in Abaye, that it's not a Chiddushu, it's a Svara. Skip a little bit, because he just quotes the Rambam Perush Mishnayos. And then he says, see, Hari, it says after Adkan Lashon HaRambam, he says, Hari Mefurish. Exactly. When the Rambam says, oh, Afal be a tray or tray, he says, no, because they're going on the Gavra Edom. That is the Svara. That's the Baal Dover Svara. So the Rambam, right, clearly holds that it's not a Chiddush. There's no Gezeiras HaKasuv. It's a Svara. So therefore, what's the Kasha that the Tzlach is going to have in the Rambam? The Rambam in Yad HaChazaka. Exactly. Why does the Rambam in Yud Ches Gimel say Gezeiras HaKasuv? So the Tzlach is going to have a Mechudosh read of that Rambam in Yud Ches Gimel. Right, he says, if MS Eid Zomim lo havi chiddush labai, therefore it's not a chiddush at all. Oh, Yeshua take over, Umat. Where the kasha is, if it's really the ne'emanus of the mazimim over the Zomim is the svar of Baal Dover and Yoni Gzeres Kasim, when the Rambam says Gzeres Kasim. Huh? So the Tzlach is going to say, look at the context of Yud Ches Gimel. What's the Rambam talking about Yud Ches Gimel? Exactly, that the Mazimin, even Trey Mazimin, will be Nemanim over Mea Zomim. The Tzlach says, maybe that's the Chiddush. The fact that you believe the Mazimin stam over the Zomim, that's a Svara Pshita of Baal Dover. Oh, why does the Rambam say Gzeiras HaKasuv? It's only Gzeiras HaKasuv. In that case, that two will be Neman. Nemanim against 100. What's the obvious kasha? Exactly. The problem with this pshat and tzlach is that that's not a chiddush either. All right, it's a davar pashut that two edim are nemanim against 100 balei davar. Right, everyone's when the mafarshim are giving the svar of balei davar, they say if there are 100 people being machal shabbos and two edim come along, it's not a chiddush that two edim can say that the 100 people are machal shabbos because they're balei davar. So the problem with the Tzlach's explanation, while it works well in the context of the Rambam, Misvara, it's hard to understand why it's a Chiddush that two Balei Dov, that two Edim Mazimim will be Nemanim against 100 Edim Zomim if the Tzlach is accepting the Baal Dover approach. Yeah.
Maybe they're Cain on the Shemitz and Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. That
Shitas Rebbe Yehuda?
Right?
Yeah, but it's
the
Shemitz. Oh,
that that brings in your consciousness a little bit that you are really doing design. Maybe it's not like
I'll be
the regular
svar
of Edus.
Okay, we'll get back to whether we
pass
away.
Yeah. No, I'm saying if we don't pass away, uh-huh. Again, that remains bringing in our consciousness.
Okay, you're saying echoes.
One after another,
yeah, that's also
yeah. That type of idea that we really going to allow. Meaning, the Rebbe Yehuda has no vacuum. Like, why would that be true? Even if one after, that's how Edus works. If one after another, one after another. Why would it be wrong? So, Rebbe Yehuda sounds like he's doing like a loy talking kind of thing. Like, it must be so he's talking.
Okay, so we'll get back then. We will revisit whether that works here. Yeah, right?
So I think the way the brain works it up is
Yeah, 100%. Depending on how you, 100%. Yeah, exactly. You know, different Rambams, different manuscripts for how they break in the halachos. But it's a good hara that according to that breakdown, that it sounds like the Gezeiras HaKasuv is not connected to the Hemshuch like the Tzlach assumes. That's another good hara. And the
If we're seeing that the Gezeiras HaKasuv is connected to the Meir, then what about the last part of the halachos?
I mean, by the when he extends that to the Hachasha?
Yeah. Why
wouldn't it exist there also?
Okay, good. So we're gonna get back. Excellent Ta'ara. This is a whole Reb Chaim on that equation between the Trei Kameya by Hazama and the Trei Kameya by Hachasha and why they're connected. We'll get back to that. Excellent. Yeah.
What's the Makor in general for Trei Kameya?
Al Pishnayim Gimel Edinokin. It's the Mishnah on Hayom Beis. And the Gemara asks, the Mishnah asks really, why is it Al P Beis V'Gimel? Once you have Beis, once you know the two Eidim work, of course Gimel Eidim. So the Gemara introduces the Mishnah, and the Beis introduces this notion of Trei Kameya. But it's not a Din and Hazama, presumably. We'll get back. That's the Mishnah on Beis. That's a good concept. Oh, so the Tzlach again clearly adopts this approach that the Svara of Baal Dover stands on its own. He says that's Pshat the Rambam, and he says, oh, don't worry about the Lashon of Gezeiros HaKasuv because that's just about the 2 verses 100. We just pointed out that's not such a pashut explanation. We're going to give an alternative explanation of the Gezeiros HaKasuv. But the Tzlach has one other ha'ara. We can just do this outside. What's the Tzlach's other ha'ara about our Gemara? Right. What's the Tzlach bothered by? In the Hemshach, I remember. He's bothered by our Gemara, by the...
Why is the Gemara done?
Exactly. Why is the Gemara on Hayom and Aleph, right, ask Minani Mili and offer Joshos to differentiate, right, Hazama from Achasha. He says, if it's a Svar Pshuta, it's a Svar Pshuta. By Hazama, they're the Balei Davar. And by Achasha, they're not the Balei Davar. Why do you even see any Psukim for that? So what does the Tzlach say? Exactly. So Tzlach says, oh, that whole Gemara is not needed for Abaye. If you're Abaye, everything is Misvar. You don't need any Gzeiros HaKasuv, so therefore this, all these Gzeiros HaKasuvs, or Gzeiros HaKasuv, are only needed for Rava. For Rava says, Eid Zomim Chidashu, presumably holds Trey or Trey, and therefore you need Gzeiros HaKasuv to differentiate Hachasha from Hazam. So that's an interesting Ha'ara of the Tzlach, right, which is a Chidash, because the Gemara obviously never says that.
Even in his own shot, he still had a Gzeiros HaKasuv.
What?
Even his own shot, Rava, he still had a Gzeiros HaKasuv.
But that's for something else. That's Trey versus Mea. The Gemara here is, according to his reading, is Minan Amili that you have this chilek between Imanu Ayisim of Azama and Hachasha. So that's hard, meaning you can't read the Trey Kamea factor into that. So that's the other Ha'ara of the Tzlach, which again is another Chiddush. Okay, good. So we have the, at least my father-in-law's Diyuk, can say, again, we're trying to bring evidence to this idea that this, you know, how you can explain Abaye and as rejecting Chiddushu and thinking it's a Svara. So the first, you know, group of Mepharshim have all been explaining within the Baal Dover approach. We had the Diyuk in the Sefer Chinuch, Mefurish in the Lecha Mishnah, Mefurish in the Tzlach. And there's one later Achron who also at least has one day up like this. Who am I referring to? Not everyone got. What? Not the Rav.
No.
Anyone get to the Kovet Shirim?
Yes.
What? Rav Hanan. Right, so Rav Hanan, anybody see it? Anybody bring it? So the Rav Hanan in Baba Kama, again in the second Ayin Beis, again presents two different deos of how to understand it. This, exactly this Chakirup. How to understand the Machokas between Abaye and Rav. Anybody have it? You have a list on the computer? This is Kovet Shirim Baba Kama, Os Mem Gimel. So Kovet Shirim is Rav Hanan and Kovet Shirim Baba Kama Os Mem Gimel. He's trying, and he says there are two different ways to explain a Abaye, right? And right now we're going within the second option. You see, he says right the time of Shel Abaye, Efshel Afarish B'Shnei Ofanim. You can explain a Abaye in two different ways. We'll get back to the first option later. What's the second option, Beis?
Beis Yesh Lomar Degam Abaye Motiv Aklalze.
The Edom Zomim.
Lo have a
Kiddush. Exactly. So the Rav Hanan clearly spells this out. That one way to explain Abaye is that Abaye is completely rejects Kiddushu. Right? He doesn't think it's a Kiddush. He thinks it's a Svar Pshuta. And what's a Svar Pshuta according to Rav Hanan? It's that you view the Edom Zomim as the Balei Davar. That because Imanu Ayisim is focusing on the Edom Zomim as Balei Davar, that's why it's a Svar Pshuta, according to Abaye, to believe the Mazimim over the Zomim. But we're going to see a little later that he's bothered by this idea. It's an akuda that we referenced the other day. You see a Valtzarachian, like one line later?
Valtzarachian, the Ma'abakash, the Imalayim Asman, the Bishamah, Echa.
When it comes to Gazlanusa, that's the case. It's a new case. You're saying they're Psula Edus, they're Gazlanam, so therefore, of course, the first cut are the Balei Davar. Right, so if you're going to say, no, the reason they are Balei Davar is because you're accusing them of being made a checker, but then Imkain. Right? That applies to every case of Achasha, that the second cut is accusing the first cut of being liars and saying they're also the Balei Davar. But yet, Umikomakom. Trey. So he ends up rejecting this idea. So right, he doesn't like this idea of saying it's a svar pshuta, because the only way he can justify it being a svar pshuta is saying it's a svar that they are balei davar. But he then comes off of it by saying, how can you consider them balei davar? Right? If it's about accusing them of being a day sheker, that applies to achasha, and we don't say that by achasha either. So that actually brings us to, now we're going to have to explain this. Okay, just to summarize, we've had the Diyuk in the Sefer Chinuch, we had the Lecha Mishnah, we had the Tzlach, and now we had Rav Chanan all saying this idea that the way to explain the Baye is completely rejecting Chiddushu is by saying it's a Svara Pshuta, that they are the Balei Davar. But now we have to basically answer Rav Chanan's question is, why do we consider them the Balei Davar? Yeah.
But wouldn't we just explain then that that they're not really saying that you're eating Sheker, that's not what they're saying. They're just saying Yiman Ha'isan, and that's the Kabbalah.
Okay, Okay, good. So now let's defend. Yeah. Push back on who?
The Kabbalah Seder's idea is interesting, but it's so like the one saying the Rambam, because he said it makes people be able to say the Chalal the Brayhan. I mean, the Rambam doesn't seem to be so concerned about Kabbalah Seder's. He says if anything is like, if they're Makish, even the Chalal the Brayhan.
Okay, but that's only if they're directly, according to the Rambam, that's only if you're directly relating to the content of the case. Imanu Ayisim is not directly relating to the content of the case.
What's the line of the clock?
It's like saying that, I think he's trying to say, you're testifying that the Horeg was elsewhere. Chlal Devrayim, that he wasn't able to be killed where he claimed he was killed. It's a less of a bigger. The mechlal is not as big. Well, obviously, he's not including Imanu Ayisim in that mechlal devrayim, right? Obviously, that's all. What? I mean, it means either it's explicit or it's directly implicit. I think that's what he means. I think he's trying to say, the Rambam saying, doesn't Chasha is not limited to cases where you say Reuven didn't kill Shimon. It's even when you say Shimon was elsewhere and therefore mechlal devrayim, that couldn't be the case.
I wouldn't call that the Chalal Devrayim, but
I think that's what he's referring to. Right. I think it's explicit versus like I would call directly implicit. Yeah.
Then like the Abarvanel, we saw like the Mukham is not like part of the Machayev, where it's there for like.
To answer Akiva's question. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that definitely helps. 100%. 100%. Oh. So now just to defend from Rav Chanan's Mahalak, again, all these Mepharshim that we just quoted are basically assuming that it's a Davar Pasha that you consider the Zomimim to be the Balei Davar. And the question that you can raise, that Rav Chanan raises, and we were raising yesterday to explain, right, Rava, why it's a Chiddushu even with the Balei Davar approach, is like, wait a second, when the Mazimim say Imanu Ha'isim, they're not referencing any avera committed by the Zomim. And generally, in almost every case of Balei Davar, where the people become a Balei Davar when they are accused of doing an avera. So how can you consider the Edom Zomim to be the Balei Davar when there's no avera being referenced in the Taina, in the Edus of Imanu Ha'isa? So my father-in-law, in that same article, suggests two different ideas for, you know, how, or for these Mepharshim who consider it a Svara Pshuta to consider the Zomim to be Balei Davar. So one of two options. Option number one is that they think that any time people are the subject of an Edus, they become the Bali Dover, even if the Eidus is not about an Avera that they committed. So again, option number one is that the Chiddush of these Mefarshim is that people become Bali Dover as long as they are the subject of the Eidus, even if the Eidus doesn't reference any Avera that they commit. Like here, the Eidus is only about Imanu HaYisem. It doesn't reference any Avera, but the mere fact that they, the Edom Zoim, are the subjects of the Eidus, of Imanu HaYisem, according to these Mefarshim, that renders them Bali Dover as a Svar Pshuta. Here's the second option, and then let's do it. All right, so option number one is that these Mefarshim think that you don't, right, that Bali Dover is not limited to when the people are committed of are accused of doing an Avera. Anytime they are the subject, they are Bali Dover Misvar. Option number one. Option number one is that no, you still need to be accused of doing an Avera. But what is the Avera being accused? What Avera are the Edom Zomim being accused of? Of that they were made Sheker. So option number two is that no, you do need, right, in order for two people to come to Bali Dover, they need to be accused of committing an Avera. Here, the Avera implicitly that they're being accused of is that they were made Sheker. And now you ask, same thing by Hachasha. The difference is that here, in the case of Azama, the way the Eidus is formulated is it is formulated about them begavra. And therefore, what these Edom think, what these Mefarshim think, is that when the Edom Zomim are the subjects of the formulation of the Eidus, and they are being accused of an Avera, they become the Bali Dover. When it comes to Achasha, even though, yes, implicitly they're being accused of being made Sheker, but because the Eidus is not formulated about them, it's about, generally Hachasha is formulated in terms of the Tochen HaEidus, so that no, Reuven didn't kill Shimon, therefore they don't become Bali Dover. So again, two possible explanations. Either that Imanu HaYisem renders them Bali Dover because as long as they are the subjects of the Eidus, they become Bali Dover regardless of whether an Avera is included in that. Number two, that no, Avera is included because they are implicitly accused of being made a checker, but because the formulation is focused on them begavra, so that makes them Bali Dover. When it comes to Achasha, since the formulation is focused on Tochen HaEidus, they don't become the Bali Dover.
The first one, could you say that like, that's only true for Hazama? That's kind of what we saw in the Sivas a little bit.
I had to add one more part. Generally, when two Edim are made about two people, and it's not about an Avera that they committed, generally there's not going to be a Kabbalah's Eidus there because there's no Nafkamina. It's only in the case of Hazama where it happens to be that there is a Nafkamina of Imanu HaYisem because it will end up having a Nafkamina in terms of the other case. Sorry, I should have added that. That it applies. So I want to be very clear. Even according to the first option that it's about, you know, you don't need to accuse them of an Avera for them to become Bali Dover, but there has to be a Nafkamina. You can't just come to court and say, we're giving Eidus that, you know, Mordechai and Yitzhak were playing basketball the other day. No, that's not Eidus. Even though I was talking about you guys Begavra, because there's no Nafkamina to that. So generally, you need to talk about someone's Avera for there to be an Avkamina, but what's unique about Azama is that you can talk about Imanu HaYisem, and you don't have to be referencing a Maisa Avera, but yet it's an Avkamina because of the implications to the other Eidus. The second option is that, no, that's not enough. You need to also be accusing them of an Avera, provided that also that the formulation is focused on them, Begavra. Thank you for making me clarify that. Okay, good. So far, the only... Yeah.
How would the first option deal with Trey Betray?
The first option would deal with Trey and... the first option is focused, like, because they're the subject of the Eidus. I mean, both options are going to explain that Hachasha, they're not Bali Davar because they're not the subject of the Eidus. The subject of the Eidus is the... Reuven didn't kill Shimon. You know, Shimon didn't receive Halva from Reuven. Right? Therefore, in the case of Hachasha, because the Eidus is not formulated in terms of the Eidim Begavra, therefore they're not going to come Bali Dover. Right, that's common to both gentlemen. Okay, just quickly. So far, the only way we've explained, right, the how Abaye, the second day of Rava, could fundamentally reject Chirishu and say the din of Hazama is a Svara Pshuta, so far the only explanation we've given Yeshua is what? The only explanation we've given for why the Mazimim are believed over the Zomim is because the Zomim are the Balei Davar. What's the other potential way to explain why it's a Svara to believe the Mazimim over the Zomim? Exactly. The other way to say it is the Ran's Umdana, or the Migu, but provided, remember we pointed out, but it's a Migu Makam Edim. So, at the end, there is a Shita in the Amarayim of Migu B'Makam Edim Amrina. Right? So, just to be very clear, right? So, the other way to justify, right, Abaye and Rava Deya number two being a Svara Pshuta is adopting the Umdana of the Joshua Saran, or the Migu of the Tnei Yoshua, with some added assumptions that number one, Migu, B'makom, Edim, Amrinan, which is not a widespread Shita at all. Generally, it's Migu, B'makom, Edim, Amrinan, but there are some Shitos in the Gemara that say Migu, B'makom, Edim, Amrinan, so you'd have to line that up. And you'd presumably have to assume that the Drasha Saran's Umdana is on the level of like, what's a super Umdana called? Like an Anan Sahade. You have to say something like that, which is a little difficult because it doesn't seem that strong. But again, that would be the other way. So again, if you want to explain Abaye in Rava number 2 as completely rejecting Chiddush, you don't need Gzeras Kaz, it's a Svara Pshuta. So the way most Mepharshim say it is the Baal Davar approach, but we pointed out you could justify it within the Umdana of the Joshua Zeran and the Migu of Pnei Yeshua, assuming that the Umdana is very strong in the level of Anan Sahade, and assuming that Migu B'makom Edim Amrina. Yeah.
Doesn't the Ran himself say that?
Yeah, it's not the Ran. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Ron himself doesn't say that. Ron himself doesn't say that, but I'm saying if you were to like mix and match, right? You were to accept the Ron's umdenup, and then have a different shot in a bite. But 100%, this is not b'das, not b'das Ron. I would be very clear about that. Last, this is more like as an introduction. The other option, which I guess we'll get to, and also I saw that the Chevra didn't get to the end, so I'm purposely okay to the end of Makoros. But the other option, so far we've explained that. The first Mahalach in Abaye, the second day of Rabbah, is that it's a Svara Pshuta, and they completely reject Chiddush. The other option, right, what's the other option? Is to say that Abaye accepts Chiddush, but yet thinks that the Psul is going to work L'mafreya. Which is basically saying that, yes, it's a Chiddush to believe the Mazimin over the Zomim, but once you have the Chiddush to believe the Mazimin over the Zomim, you now say Memela the Zomim gave a Dushaker, and Memela their Pasul, their Psulim, Lemafreya to the Shas, Edus Shaker. So what we're going to do tomorrow, we're going to see the course at the end of today's Mamakom sheet and some other ones, where Mefarshim, and very, very important, anyone who quotes Chiddushu, Lemaskana, right, guys, who do we paskin like? Rav or Abaye? We pass like a bayi. So any mefarish who quotes chiddushu limaskana lahalacha is obviously assuming, like this second mahalach, that even a bayi accepts the notion of chiddushu, but yet applies it limafreya. So tomorrow we'll pick up on that, on this other mahalach of how to explain a bayi is accepting chiddushu, but yet holding that it works limafreya. So we'll stop here.